From Spark and Anvil and Dance Quest, this is Glide and Bide in Chapter 1 of the Dance Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Two dancers stood at either end of the studio, as different as running water and a standing stone, and they were about to settle an old friendly argument about which one was the dance, the moving or the stopping. Glide flowed across the floor, smooth and traveling, never quite stopping.
Bide stood utterly still, but a living still, alert and held, like a held breath.
Dance is motion, said Glide, sweeping past. Obviously, it's the moving that's the dance.
Is it? Said Bide, not moving a muscle, and somehow drawing every eye in the room. Watch what happens when I don't move. Then tell me stillness is nothing.
Glide went first, traveling the length of the floor, because so much of dance really is the glorious craft of going from here to there with your whole attention. This is me, said Glide, flowing across the space. And I love it. The travel, the momentum, the whole body attention it takes to move well. Glide made even a simple walk look like something, controlled, flowing, every part of the movement intended. People think moving is easy. You just move. But moving with attention is a craft. Where does the motion start? How does the weight shift? Does it flow smooth like water or snap sharp like a whip? Traveling across a space beautifully, really inhabiting the motion instead of just getting from one spot to another, that's a huge part of what a dancer trains for years to do. Glide flowed to the far wall. Motion is where the energy lives. It's the river of the dance. I'll always love it best. But Glide slowed and looked at Bide. I have to admit, my river only reads as a river because of what my friend does. Show them, Bide. Then Bide did the thing that looks like nothing and stops a room cold, a held living stillness.
Bide simply stopped, fully, and held it. But it was not a limp, empty stop. It was charged, alert, every muscle alive and intentional, a stillness so present that the whole room went quiet and leaned in.
This is the hold, said Bide, not moving, voice barely above the silence. The motionless moment inside a dance. And beginners are terrified of it. They think if they're not moving, they're not dancing. So they never stop. And the whole thing turns into a blur with nothing to land on. Bide held the charged stillness a beat longer, and the room held its breath with it. But stillness isn't the absence of dance. It's active. A held moment gathers all the energy of the motion around it and concentrates it into one still ringing point. It's the rest in the music, the held breath, the moment everyone leans toward. Bide finally slowly released, and the release itself felt huge because of the hold. I don't stop the dance. I give it somewhere to land. And then they danced it together, and the old argument dissolved, because the truth was plain the moment they combined. Glide's flowing travel made Bide's stillness land like a struck bell, and Bide's held moments made Glide's motion mean something, gave it a shape, a destination, a breath. Move, 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 hold. The stillness caught the motion. The motion filled the stillness. Neither was the dance alone. Together, the room couldn't look away. You need my stillness, said Bide, to land your motion.
And you need my motion, said Glide, to make your stillness ring.
Good travel, said Bide.
Good hold, said Glide. There is something quietly thrilling about discovering that stillness can be active, that a held, motionless moment can carry more power than the wildest movement, if it's alive and on purpose, and set against motion.
It teaches you a thing that reaches well past dance, that the pause matters as much as the action, that a rest can ring louder than a run of notes, that knowing when to hold is its own kind of grace. And you feel it in your body first, that held breath moment when a dancer stops fully and the whole room stops with them, and something in your chest goes still and full at once, waiting wonderfully for the motion to begin again.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Glide and Bide. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.